Art and Science.
A radio broadcast about the European Digital Art and Science Network.
Hello and welcome to a radio broadcast about the Art and Science Network. Since its very beginning, Ars Electronica has always focused strongly on the many interrelations between art and science.
In cooperation with 7 artistic and cultural institutions, as well as CERN and ESO, European Southern Observatory, Ars Electronica launched the European Digital Art and Science Network. This is an international initiative which is offering artists the chance to spend several weeks at CERN, ESO and the Ars Electronica Future Lab. The network aims to link up scientific aspects and ideas with approaches used in digital art, fostering interdisciplinary work and intercultural exchange, as well as gaining access to new target audiences are among its declared goals. There is also strong emphasis on art's role as a catalyst in processes of social renewal. By creating images and narratives dealing with the potential risks and rewards inherent in technological and scientific development, artists exert an important influence on how our society comes to terms with these innovations.
In cooperation with the 7 European partner organizations, Ars Electronica issued 2 worldwide calls for submissions. The first call was for a residency at the European Southern Observatory, short ESO, in Chile. The second call for a residency at CERN in Geneva, Switzerland. From among the entries, the jurors of top name experts selected 2 artists or artist groups to take part in the residencies. The artists which have been chosen for this residence are Maria Ignacia Edwards for ESO and also Ars Electronica Future Lab, and the artist group Semiconductor for CERN and also Ars Electronica Future Lab.
The European Southern Observatory, short ESO, is an intergovernmental organization that has its headquarters in Munich and its observing facilities in Chile. Founded in 1962, today ESO consists of many different observation facilities which helped to make a lot of important discoveries in astronomy. ESO has built and operated some of the largest and the most technologically advanced telescopes in the world. As the cradle of the World Wide Web and home of the Large Hadron Collider, which investigates the mysteries of our universe, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, is an eminent center of digital culture as well as science and technology. As an international center of excellence in these fields, it is an inspirational place for artists and designers to explore and extend their research in order to find new artistic approaches. Arts at CERN is CERN's arts program designed to make creative connections between the worlds of science, the arts, and technology. It is part of CERN's cultural policy, agreed in August 2010, which led to the creation of its flagship arts program, Collide at CERN, Artists' Residences, Creative Collisions Between the Arts and Science, in 2011. The Collide at CERN residency program is already well established and highly regarded, having run successfully for 4 years, with a proven track record in transdisciplinary artistic excellence and exchange between artists and scientists.
The other 7 partners are GV Art from United Kingdom,
DIG Gallery from Slovakia,
Science Gallery from Ireland,
Laboral from Spain,
Zaragoza City of Knowledge Foundation from Spain,
Kapelica Gallery from Slovenia,
and the Center for the Promotion of Science in Serbia.
In the final art and science broadcast, we will introduce all the 7 European cultural partners in the European Digital Art and Science Network. Within their network meeting at this year's Ars Electronica Festival, they gave a short description of their work and future plans within the mentioned network. With some of them, we recorded as well an interview. GV Art is the UK's leading contemporary art gallery, which aims to explore and acknowledge the interrelationship between art and science. We will hear the founder and director of the GV Art Gallery, Robert Devčić.
We started in 2005, and over time we've increasingly become very focused on art and science collaborations. We are one of the EU Digital Art and Science Network or partners. GV Art sort of started 2005, and we focused originally on strategic art fairs. We started doing a lot of pop-up shows around the world. One of the shows that we did in New York, and with work by Bayard, we did at the entrance to the particular art fair. In 2008, it was a turning point and a catalyst for GV Art. In March of that year, I was refused entry into the United States as a direct result of exhibiting two artworks by the conceptual American artist Andrew Krasnow with works made of tanned human skin. These works, entitled 48 Star Flag and Hamburger, as I said, were part of an art fair, but on this occasion Red Dot in New York. This and subsequent events encouraged me to open a permanent gallery space on Chilton Street in London's fashionable Marylebone, in order to give such vital works a venue and a platform to connect with a broader critical audience. Furthermore, GVR does not solely curate exhibitions, it works as an agent for many artists and artists' estates to help them sustain their practice and find suitable venues for their collections around the world. Recently, we have placed such artworks in the V&A, the Tate Modern, Tate Britain, Wellcome Trust, to name a few. What is in fact interesting is that the scientists who feel comfortable engaging with our community of artists on an emotional and intellectual level make up the majority of our core collectors. Not surprisingly, given that our artists often have an academic background in science before venturing into this artistic arena. For the EU Digital Art and Science Network, we are going to do a symposium probably in the middle of next year, and invite as many speakers as possible to continue this sort of discourse around what it means to be interdisciplinary in the current world and what the benefits should be for both parties involved in the whole process.
Serbian Center for the Promotion of Science is already actively engaged in bringing science community closer to a larger public, with the ambition to become the top institution that binds together, provides help and supports all science popularization organizations and initiatives throughout Serbia. More about the center's role in the European Digital Art and Science Network explains Lale Erik Dobrivoje.
We were established 5 years ago by our government, and from the very beginning we tried to connect ourselves with the science centers, art centers, museums and similar organizations, especially in Europe but in our region. And since Austria and Linz especially are quite close to us, then of course Ars Electronica was a focal point to be connected with. We started with some modest context. We asked them about some programs. We tried several times to bring some Ars Electronica productions to Serbia, but unfortunately we didn't succeed in that. And during one Skype meeting where we discussed those options and possibilities, we were speaking about international activities, and at this moment now we have almost 12 or 14 projects funded by different programs of European Commission, and that's how we presented ourselves that we are, although very young institution, very much experienced in that project issues. So colleagues from Ars Electronica invited us.
What is the nature of cooperation of your institution in this art and science project?
We are somehow different than the other participants, because first of all, we are huge public institution, but in a country which is not so developed and didn't have a strong economy for two last decades. So we are trying to learn and to be aware of other practices existing not only in our partners network but all over throughout Europe and the world, of course. On the other hand, we have some original approaches, a lot of creativity, a lot of valuable individuals who given us a lot of distinct value in this time. Serbia is somehow in the process of eternal transition, and unfortunately in this very difficult transitional times we are trying to find our place and the position. So as in general, as a country, as a society, and especially now regarding this project and this art and science field, we are trying to add a unique value from our side, but to the other hand to take from our partners their well-established practices and activities and the good tradition in the field that unfortunately we don't have. We did a lot of work to promote our project, especially first call for the residency in the European Southern Observatory, and that was probably our biggest success so far. Serbia had the biggest number of applications in the first cycle, 23 I think, in general. We didn't have success regarding residencies, but we made our internal national selection of those 23 applications, and we made the choice of two artists which works will be produced by us for the exhibition in Serbia. The first exhibition is planned for April next year.
What is the goal of this network?
I have one formal idea for that and the second informal. I will start with informal. I think that our colleagues from Ars Electronica found out some point that there are too many artists and production from Far East, from Americas, both Americas, from different parts of Asia, and that there isn't so much activities from the region. So that's why they're trying to bring to Linz some regional projects and artists. On the other formal thing, I think that art and science is a well-established practice, but as a network it is at some sort of beginning. It is not still recognized in the wide publicity and in the media. So I think they are trying to make a starting point for a further future activities, and this could be a project that never ends.
Science Gallery, based in Dublin in Ireland, is an organization dedicated to igniting creativity and discovery where science and art collide. Among others, we interviewed Ian Brunswick, program manager of the Science Gallery.
Science Gallery is an art and science space. We're part of Trinity College Dublin, and we have no permanent collection. We have about 400,000 visitors per year, and we opened in 2008. So we're relatively new, and we try and bring art and science sort of into collision and see what happens. So a couple core principles of that are, and I think what makes us a little bit unusual, is that we target 15 to 25-year-olds primarily.
So I would like to ask about the nature of this cooperation, Ars Electronica, CERN and ESO, and then the gallery.
Well, I think all the different galleries and institutions involved are all contributing something different. They all have a different approach, but what unites them is this interest in the art and science collaboration, collision, conflict, whatever you want to say it is. So each of us is sort of bringing something different to the project. Some of us exhibitions, performances, new commissions, but we're all also involved in the original commissions and the ESO residency and that kind of stuff. So hopefully we'll be sharing some of the same exhibits and exhibitions around the network, but also kind of making up a new framework for this kind of art and science engagement, which is a really, it's an exciting time for that, and these are unique institutions doing that, I think. So why was the reason that we joined the network? Well, I think all the collaborators, like as an institution and also personally, I hold them in really high esteem. So we've seen amazing things come from Capellica and GV Art. We've collaborated on different projects with many of these institutions, Laboral, but also there are a lot of artists and scientists who are operating in this sphere and maybe don't know how many other opportunities there are out there, or that we are avoiding a duplication of effort. Some of us are working on one thing while the others are working on something very similar, and this network is an opportunity to bring those initiatives together so that it's a collaborative effort rather than sort of a redundant effort, which is really exciting because everybody is doing their thing in a different way, but I think the heart and the soul of the purpose of art science is the same in all these institutions. And Ars Electronica, Science Gallery, everybody.
Kapelica Gallery was established in 1995 as an art space with focus on contemporary investigative arts and a production platform for research, investigation and experimenting with the limits of artistic discourses and art poetics. Yuri Krpan shared some thoughts on art and science collaborations.
My name is Yuri Krpan. I'm coming from Ljubljana, Slovenia. I'm art director of Kapelica Gallery, which is not really a gallery, it's more an art space, because we tend to produce artworks and to sustain our exhibitions, which are recently almost always living.
The art that we are producing is basically same art and same artists that are very well known to Ars Electronica and also other partners. And the aim is that this collaboration between artists and scientists and technologists get proper form, so that we can communicate through their collaboration like difficult and unanswered questions, or even pose some questions that still has to be answered. And I see this kind of consortiums of partners that are coming from all around Europe really interesting but still challenging format, because automatically you have access to different audiences. Every time you are communicating or collaborating with one of them, you are out of your comfort zone and you need to adapt, you need to rethink. And this is extremely important, that the productions that we are doing are keeping us alive. I'm very much looking forward for what it will come out of it.
What is the goal of this art and science project?
When you apply to European Commission, you know, you have goals that you have to fulfill, no? But the general aim of this kind of collaborations is to strengthen the connections and to foster the art production that we are covering in our everyday activities. By doing international consortiums, you can much easier enter into debate with bigger institutions like CERN and ESO is. It would be rather difficult to address them as Kapelica Gallery. A little bit easier as Ars Electronica, but much more easier and convenient as a consortium, because this way you are already expressing since the beginning public interest, which is behind, because you were granted with money to do these connections, you know? And this is very important, you know? Public interest is something that we are all fighting for, you know?
The IG Gallery from Slovakia is the alternative platform for presentation of the contemporary forms of digital and media arts. More about the IG Gallery, its artistic director, Richard Kita.
So I'm here to present to you our platform, which is kind of alternative space focused on promoting and supporting media art, media artists, mostly in Slovakia, in eastern part, and in Slovakia in general, because the gallery since 2009 is the only space focused directly to media art, media artists. It's a quite alternative platform, which is directly connected to university in Košice, Technical University, where also Faculty of Arts is located, and where the teachers are also a part of the gallery team. Our activities are quite various one, or we try to combine collision of art and science. This is a very big challenge for us to, in the local and international level, to collide people who are working in science and art, and in micro and macro level, because in micro, as we are located our Faculty of Arts in Košice, in Technical University, during 20 years there were no connections. That's also through our activities we struggle for connecting things which are one each by other, but not somehow connected, and that's shame thing now. So also, as we spoke about educational activities, there are quite a lot of workshops. Yeah, it looks like every workshop you can imagine. So students and lecturers teaching software things and so on. We came to direct communication during the ECOC 2013, which is the competition of European City of Culture, and Košice were winners of this in 2013. We presented, proud to present, for instance, Yuri Suzuki from 2013, maybe you remember his installation. And that's kind of a funny thing that we came to the project of network in Ars Electronica through Japanese guys. That was the start, through Emiko Ogawa, maybe you know her, as a co-curator of Ars Electronica. Also, it was linked to this network now as Art and Science Networking.
Zaragoza City of Knowledge Foundation is an independent public-private organization which is in charge of the program for the Utopia Center for Art and Technology. Zaragoza City of Knowledge Foundation has also been quite active in participating in events and projects of the European Union, especially in the field of smart cities initiatives, urban innovations and future internet. Managing Director of the Zaragoza City of Knowledge Foundation, José Carlos Arnal.
My name is José Carlos Arnal. I am speaking on behalf of the Zaragoza City of Knowledge Foundation, which is an organization with quite a different profile from the rest of the partners of the project. Art is not an activity like others in the Utopia and the foundation panel, obviously, because there are for art even regardless the discussion about the meaning and the purpose of art, I think there are some externalities doing art that are extremely valuable today, as Marshall McLuhan wrote half a century ago, in order to provide the right questions about what happened, what are the consequences of the social and political consequences of the technological and scientific transformations. So, thinking of that, I think there are this sort of small hypotheses or ideas about why this sort of institution, which have a wider focus in order to see urban innovation, could be interested in art and science. I think art is a catalyst, clearly, that is able to increase the value created by any organization related to technology, to innovation, to science. I think this is a reality that we can live every day. The idea of artists could be and should be the part of these new innovation stakeholders. So you have to support the search and the interest in doing new experiences, new ways to explore the relation between science, technology, and art. The idea that art can play a strong role for the using these new urban labs in order to go beyond the obvious. And finally, I think there are clear social value created by art incorporated in these processes of urban innovation. We are not doing the right questions about the social consequences of the technology, and I think that could apply to science. So all these are good reasons that different institutions, not from the field of art, could be interested in projects like this. And just finishing to highlight some initial ideas about what we do in the network in the first cycle of the next year, that the activities will be developed during the first semester of the 2016. The curator will be Fermín Serrano, computer science engineer specialized in citizen science. The idea is in the symposium, conference, and the exhibition that we will do, incorporate the words from the international residencies that the network are developing.
And finally, the seventh partner in the European Digital Art and Science Network is Laboral. Laboral is a multidisciplinary institution which produces, disseminates and fosters access to new forms of culture rooted in the creative use of information and communication technologies. Lucia Garcia Rodriguez, Managing Director of Laboral.
When we first were approached by Gerfried and his team to take part in this network, we thought, well, yeah, we can contribute with an exhibition, and we can contribute with an educational program together with it. When time passes and we rethink all of our processes and we work together as a team and every single effort is put in every single area to put together the same activity or the same project, we decided along with Gerfried to go for a different format. This network was giving us the opportunity to do something different. Then he proposed to do an exhibition, which is not an exhibition, but it's more of an experiment. And the core of the exhibition gallery will be a lab and will be surrounded by workshop spaces where things will be happening. And of course, we will have artworks also. There's a very good selection of artworks, outstanding artworks from artists that work in the nexus of science and art. For us, it's going to be very, very exciting. It's going to happen next, I think the next activity of the network, I can say that is the one that is going to happen at Laboral on the 12th of November. Yeah, the name of the exhibition will be Materia Prima. It tackles the idea of art and science. When this begins, have they ever been together, these two concepts? Do they have their origin in the same human desires? We do believe so, and that we do form part of this network. As I was saying, this is not going to be just an exhibition. We intend it to be something else. We wanted to leave it as an experiment and engage people, favor participation, and cut some trails into the, you know, the widespread territory. And then, of course, the first open call of the network was with ESO, with the European Southern Observatory. And so we're bringing Maria's version of this project to Laboral. Yeah, we want to take the concept of astronomy and observation of the Earth and have the ESO people that will come to us also and collaborate with a local observatory in Asturias. Of course, all the partners of the network will be involved in this dissemination program.
You have heard Robert Devčić from GV Art Gallery, Lale Erik Dobrivoje from Center for the Promotion of Science, Ian Brunswick from Science Gallery, Yuri Krpan from Kapelica Gallery, Richard Kita from DIG Gallery, Jose Carlos Arnal from Zaragoza City of Knowledge Foundation, and Lucia Garcia Rodriguez from Laboral. The series of art and science broadcast we will conclude with Yuri Krpan's statement
that there is no such things as art and science, because every single project and every single collaboration is different. And we need to nourish and maintain differences, because this is what is bringing different messages, you know. We are living in an optocentric society that it's very custom of to evaluate works by how they look. If we even put these tags which are oversimplifying what is there, for example, robotics or cyber art. You have so many different messages that are coming by using robotic elements that you flatten the discourse. Therefore, I was addressing to this Lacan statement that there is no sexual relationship. When we are speaking about relationship between humans, every single relationship is different. And you basically cannot point your finger and say this is relationship, because it's also this and this and this and this. The relationship is not existing as such, but yet it's functioning. And this is paradox that we need to live with.
For further information, check Radio Fro website. All the previous broadcasts, including this one, are available in the Cultural Broadcast Archive via cba.fro.at. Thank you for listening.
Sarah Praschek
and Hirnea Savitz.
Art and Science.
A radio broadcast about the European Digital Art and Science Network.